Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, joined once again by Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And we're here to answer your questions on WOR, the Wilner Window. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. All right, those of you who are on the phones, thanks for staying there over the break. And let's say hello to Gail from Princeton, New Jersey.
Yes, hi. Thanks so much. Great show, as always.
Thank you.
I am calling with a question about the Omega group of oil supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get them through fish oil or you can get them through flaxseed oil. And I was wondering if there's any substantive difference between getting them from either place.
Yes, there is. Okay. The omega-3 oils in their active form are found in fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
The flaxseed oil and a few other oils provide something called alpha-linolenic acid, which your body needs to convert that alpha-linolenic acid into the active form of omega-3, which is the eicosapentaenoic acid and docosahexaenoic acid. So that conversion takes place to some extent in most people, but some people, older people, may have a little more difficulty making that conversion. So if it's the active forms of the omega-3 oils you're looking for, they come directly from the fish oil products directly.
Okay.
All right? But
yeah.
That doesn't mean you should avoid the flaxseed oil. The flaxseed oil, as I said, has the alpha-linolenic acid and has a couple of other nice, the omega-9 fatty acids. So taking a little bit of that isn't a bad idea as well.
Okay, so you could actually take them.
You could do both, theoretically, yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Terrific. Thanks so much.
All right, Gail. Thanks for that call. And next is Lori calling from Queens.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'd like to know, is there any difference between taking boron or strontium? I know both have been recommended by you and some of the doctors on the radio for osteoporosis.
Yeah, there is. There's a significant difference. They're two totally different minerals.
Well, which is better?
I
bought the boron, and then after I bought that, I heard about
it. It doesn't mean that you take one or the other.
Oh.
All right? Now, if you're taking, for example, a calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, vitamin K, boron supplement, you know, if you're taking some good bone health products,
yeah,
and your bone mineral density is fine, you know, I don't know that you would need specifically to take strontium.
Oh, well, my bone density is not fine, and I'm on Boniva by syringe injection because I can't take the oral pills, and I'm also supplementing with calcium plus vitamin D, and trying to walk and do things like that. But
good for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so by all means, the strontium wouldn't be a bad idea.
One thing to bear in mind when you're talking about those two, the amount of boron that is usually recommended is relatively small.
Yeah.
So you'll find that many of the combination products, which is something that you might want to look at if you haven't in the past, something like Bone Complex or Bone Up or similar products, that have not only some calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, but also will have some of the genistein, maybe some of the soy isoflavones, and will usually also have the boron, because you don't need very much of it, okay? So it's easy to get boron as part of one of those combination products. The strontium, of course, is, I think the dose is a little bit higher, so for that you may need to take it as a separate product. But like Arnie mentioned, don't fall into the trap of looking for the one magic supplement or the one magic pill. When you're treating a problem like yours, you obviously need to do as many things as you can to help to fight the problem, including exercise and other dietary changes and so forth.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for that call, Lori. And next we have Jeff calling from the Bronx.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I was diagnosed with pulmonary hypertension, and I'd like to know what supplements I should take. Apparently, I have this for 2 years. I donated a kidney 10 years ago, and now my kidney's in jeopardy. I have to get a biopsy. But in the meantime, I have this pulmonary hypertension. What can I take to help that, please?
Yeah.
When I walk up the hills, I get winded, and I have to stop. No chest pains or anything.
Yeah, this is a very complicated medical problem, and I don't think it's susceptible to advice over the air. You know, in principle, you know, people are treating pulmonary hypertension, say, with arginine, and maybe that's helpful. But you have a number of different problems. We don't know what the kidney disease is. You're probably going to be on various medicines. So I think it would not be right for us to give advice. In other words, usually we try and give general advice that is applicable to everybody or at least to the caller. In your case, we don't know enough about you to really say what the good thing is. And so I think in this case we have to leave it up to the doctor.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling, Jeff. And next we have Denise calling from Manhattan.
Hi. I have two questions. One of them, you were talking about the vitamin D, and I was testing myself, and the level is 63.3. So I understand that it's pretty good, and I want to know how much vitamin D I need per day.
The vitamin D level at 63 is a little on the high side, but I don't think it's anything that's bad high. So I would say probably whatever vitamin D you're taking, stay with it.
But the dosage would be from what, more than 400?
What are you taking now?
I'm taking now the vitamin D that is combined with calcium, and I'm taking separate vitamin D. So the separate is comes in 400, but the one that's combined with the calcium has, with all the calcium that I take, it's almost come together to 1,000 milligrams.
2,000 IUs of vitamin D.
No. To 1,000.
Yes.
It comes to 1,000 milligrams.
Yes.
Thank you, Don.
Yes.
So that would seem to be a reasonable dose because it's giving you a reasonable level.
Okay.
I wouldn't take more.
Mm-hmm.
And you could get away with taking a little less, but there's no strong reason to take less.
Okay. The other one, I want to know if you heard about the Tibetan mushroom and if it does have all the quality that it says to have. It's been called the yogi mushroom, and I saw it in Israel. There was a big TV show, and they were telling that people have a lot of they were cured for many things. So I took some, and I am growing it, and I'm putting it in milk, and it turns into a yogurt. It's a very tasty yogurt. I want to know if I'm doing something good for myself.
It's not bad. It's also known as kefir.
Kefir.
That's another name they call it. Tibetan mushrooms. It's fine to take. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a good, beneficial. You know, contains a lot of beneficial bacteria. It's good for the intestine. Nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be a miracle cure, but it's a healthful thing to take.
Yeah, I'm growing it myself. That's what I wanted to know, because I brought some of it, and I'm putting it in a milk, and it turns to a yogurt, and it's
yeah. Look, as long as you're careful in what you're doing and not picking up various things from the atmosphere, which may grow and not be beneficial.
I understand.
I think one of the interesting things, you know, there was an article about another mushroom being shown to be effective in treating breast cancer. You know, we talk about things that are powerful immune system stimulants, and there's always this underlying a question about where the mushroom products come into play. And I think what impresses me is that over and over and over again, research, regardless of which particular type of mushroom or which strain, it just seems like we constantly reinforce the fact that these various medicinal mushrooms, if you want to use that term, do indeed seem to have a powerful effect on the immune system. So I think as a general piece of information, we can feel very comfortable using these mushroom extracts as immune system enhancers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been using it for 20 days, and so far it's good. It's
all working. Right. Keep up the good work, Denise.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for calling. Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course. And here's some good news. The entire line of American Health and Home Health is now on sale at 35% off list price. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these important messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Looking for that good gut feeling? When it comes to intestinal health, there are a billion good reasons to take Acidophilus supplements from American Health. Acidophilus formulas contain the billions of active microorganisms that are guaranteed at time of manufacture and are necessary to encourage proper nutrient absorption. By perfecting the natural balance of specially selected Acidophilus cultures, American Health's probiotics promote the growth of friendly bacteria in the intestinal tract and replenish them. This is especially important after a treatment of penicillin, which has been shown to deplete these friendly bacteria. American Health Liquid Acidophilus comes in four great-tasting yogurt-like flavors. For on-the-go support, try milk-free chewables in naturally delicious fruit flavors. Plus, our two new soy-based formulas offer the ideal milk-free probiotic solutions. A billion reasons, many probiotic choices, one American Health. Look for Acidophilus products from American Health at Wilner Chemists.
This is Arnie Gitomer. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always have special sales in effect. Right now, we have sale discounts in effect up to 50% off list price. Full lines are on sale. American Health, Source Naturals, Home Health, Health, 35% off list. Doctor's Best, 33% off list. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Desert Essence, Kyolic, and many more lines at 30% off list. Jarrow Formulas is 25% off list, again on the entire line. Pick up our latest product reference catalog. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, www.wilner.com.
And, of course, there's always the of a live visit in person to one of our two stores in Manhattan. We have a store in Midtown, which is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And we have a downtown store. It's located at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals, will be back in just a moment.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Relief features decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Heart disease is the number one killer of women and men in the United States. Obviously, we want to do whatever we can to reduce our risk. One thing we can do is supplement with CoQ10, a lipid-soluble vitamin-like nutrient present in nearly all human tissues and involved in cellular energy production and cardiovascular health. But not just any CoQ10. The new, more bioactive form of CoQ10 from Blue Bonnet is what you want. Blue Bonnet's cellular active CoQ10 ubiquinol soft gels provide the new active antioxidant form of CoQ10 ubiquinol rather than the more common form of CoQ10 ubiquinone, which must be converted to the active antioxidant form in the body. Ubiquinol has been shown to be significantly more effective in saturating blood plasma levels than ubiquinone. Blue Bonnet currently offers ubiquinol in 50 and 100 milligram soft gels. So when it really matters, go for the best. Go for Blue Bonnet's cellular active ubiquinol CoQ10 soft gels. Blue Bonnet products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. And, you know, speaking of Dr. Richard Podell, wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who is an expert in both conventional as well as alternative medicine, someone able to combine the best of both worlds? Well, fortunately, we have Dr. Richard Podell, who does exactly that.
Well, yes, I do. We do, as regular listeners know, something called integrative medicine. That means we're trying to integrate the best of conventional medicine with natural healing. And I call this holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. We're talking about nutrition, herbs, a lot of mind-body techniques. And what we find is that many people who have been baffling, not necessarily because they don't know what's wrong, but because they're not getting better, do much better with this holistic approach. Yet natural, the conventional treatments often have value as well. So people who have thyroid problems or hormones are out of balance, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, chronic depression, chronic anxiety, migraine, irritable bowel. They all seem to do better with this approach that combines. So people who are interested in a holistic plus conventional approach, we're in New Jersey, Springfield, New Jersey, and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. Or you can look up our style on the web. It's Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
Thank you, Dr. Podell. 1-800-321-0710. That's our phone number here in the studio. Give us a call. And our next caller is John from Garden City, Long Island.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I hope you can help me out. I'm supposed to go for a biopsy on a prostate. And I was wondering if there's something I can do beforehand to prepare for it. I understand there's modified citrus pectin, I believe, and something to do afterwards to or before it for healing after the biopsy is taken.
Okay. Well, when are you going?
May 1st.
Okay.
In a couple of weeks.
I think if you had a prostate cancer, there's all kinds of nutritional things that are relevant, like lycopene, fish oil, and so on. But to have the biopsy, you actually want to be pretty conservative. And in fact, see, what the risk of prostate biopsy is that you can bleed. And so what you really want to be doing is not having a lot of ginkgo, not having a lot of garlic, not having perhaps a lot of vitamin E and fish oil to minimize bleeding risk. But I don't think there's really a problem in terms of what you might call healing. And the prostate can do its healing. The real issue is if you do have a problem, whether enlarged prostate or some sort of tumorous prostate, that's the time to call after the biopsy and to get a regimen.
Yeah, let me paraphrase what Dr. Podell said. I think you're not going to accomplish that much over the next week and a half. Why don't you get the procedure, find out whether you have a problem, what the problem is, and then, as Dr. Podell is pointing out, then we can talk about what a course of supplementation or treatment that you may want to take. But right now, I don't think you're going to really change things too much in that short a period of time.
No, I wasn't looking to change anything. I understood that this modified citrus pectin would prevent any possible, if there is cancer, prevent it from spreading. And I thought maybe...
You mean because of the biopsy?
Yes.
Modified
citrus pectin, really, that's supposedly what it's doing. So,
Well, it's going to be, it can be used as a treatment for prostate cancer.
Yeah, he's concerned
about when the needle goes in or something.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you're saying that there's evidence that modified citrus pectin is going to reduce the chance of some bad effects of the actual physical biopsy?
If there's cancer?
It's possible for some cells to break loose and then spread away from where the localized cancer might be.
I guess it would. Yeah, yeah. If you want to take it, go ahead and take it. I guess it's not going to hurt.
No, modified citrus pectin won't. But make sure you take the right amount. You need to take large amounts of modified citrus pectin.
How much would that be?
Well, companies. I think there's one company makes it in a powder form. Otherwise, you need to take about grams of it. In other words, 3 to 5 grams at a time.
Okay, and would C and zinc help the healing afterwards?
Yeah, but I don't know. Of course it would.
Oh,
of course it would. Absolutely.
Okay, so 3 to 5 grams of this citrus pectin would be sufficient.
Yeah.
And do you sell this from your store?
Sure. Give us a call Monday. Monday, great. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
All right, John. Thanks so much for the call. Yeah, modified citrus pectin. I think there was one company called Pectisol who did some studies on the modified citrus pectin, and then it's available also. I know Allergy Research has it, and Source Naturals has it as well. Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the source of vitamins, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. Discount priced at the Wilner Chemist right now at 35% off list price. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, Don Goldberg. We'll be back after these messages.
Is joint pain affecting the daily quality of your life? Does climbing stairs or putting on socks or just getting out of bed in the morning hurt? This is Len Smith, the CEO of BSP Pharma, the makers of FlexNow joint formula. FlexNow is a totally new, all-natural dietary supplement that has been clinically shown to help reduce joint-specific inflammation and cartilage deterioration, giving you complete relief from your joint pain. With just three soft gels taken together daily, we promise you complete relief, not partial relief, in 30 to 60 days or a complete refund. So what are you waiting for? Try FlexNow today and you have nothing to lose but your joint pain. And visit us at www.flexnow.us to learn more about this great new product.
FlexNow available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. And now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And right now, traveling over on the FDR Drive southbound side, very slow from the 130s, actually on the Harlem River Drive, right on down into 96th Street. We have a missing manhole cover taking out one lane, causing extensive delays. You obviously need to steer clear further south, some delays as well. Into the Brooklyn Bridge, northbound side, heavy but moving from the 70s up into the Triborough. On the Hutch, northbound side of Pelham Parkway, a crash. At least one lane is going to be closed. All lanes are subject to closure there as well. Eastbound side of the Cross Bronx Expressway from the Bronx River Parkway to the Bruckner bumper to bumper. Westbound side not too bad. Minor slowdown into 3rd Avenue. Getting across the Hudson River outbound Holland Tunnel, about a 5-minute delay. Lincoln Tunnel, GW Bridge looking good. No problems at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Traveling in New Jersey on the Turnpike Eastern Spur southbound side after 16 and 18E. We have some very heavy traffic. Western Spur will be better, but on the northbound Western Spur, look for delays heading in towards Interchange 16W through to 18W. I'm Bill Powers. That's WOR Traffic.
What could be better than a green food supplement made from young green barley grass? The answer is a barley grass drink powder with an additional 57 synergistic nutrients, including super greens, vegetables, fruits, herbs, digestive enzymes, and probiotics. Sound too good to be true? Well, it's not. It's called Magma Plus. Developed by Dr. Hagawara, Magma Plus is just the thing to increase energy, promote good digestion, support detoxification, and enhance immune function. Magma Plus from Green Foods has it all. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and proteins from the healthiest antioxidant-rich whole food concentrates. With added herbs and probiotics, Magma Plus is the energy tonic you've been looking for, and it tastes great. Green Magma or Magma Plus from Green Foods, available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
In fact, Green Magma and Magma Plus are on sale at 30% off list price at Wilner Chemists.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a natural vitamin C just as Mother Nature intended? Well, Nature's Way has it. New, alive, organic vitamin C. This unique whole food complex comes from four of nature's richest fruit sources, acerola, goji, amla, and kiwi. New Alive Vitamin C is stomach gentle and easily absorbed. And best of all, Alive Organic Vitamin C has no synthesizing, no culturing, and no added ascorbic acid. Just pure, potent, 100% organic vitamin C. Alive is available in two convenient dosage forms. Vegetarian capsules providing 500 milligrams vitamin C per four caps, and a soluble powder ready to be added to water, juice, or your favorite beverage. So pick up the vitamin C endorsed by Mother Nature, Alive Organic Vitamin C from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries all of the Alive supplements from Nature's Way, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell.
Hey, Arnie, I'm kind of curious. Maybe we should have asked Bill Powers, but how do you lose a manhole cover?
I think it's either was lost or stolen.
Well, stolen, I'm not even sure, you know, stealing a manhole cover is no easy task either.
Hey, this is New York.
Yeah, maybe the Department of Transportation should take some of that Dr. Vanessa's collagen, you know, the glue of life, and kind of spread it around the manhole cover. Maybe that'll hold it in place better anyway.
If our previous caller is still listening, you know, I just wanted to give him a dosage regimen for the modified citrus pectin. For biopsy, they say 15 grams a day, 5 grams three times a day, 1 week before the biopsy and 2 weeks after. All right? So that's 15 grams, which is 5 grams three times a day. Obviously, the powder would be indicated there. And for 1 week before the procedure, 2 weeks after the procedure. Okay? That's it. All right, now let's see. We have Jerry calling from her car in Long Island. Hi,
hello?
Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, I have a question. There's an ingredient that I believe it's in Bone Up.
Yeah.
It's called hydroxyapatite.
Yes.
What is that?
Hydroxyapatite is a form of calcium that's derived from bone.
From what kind? Who? Animal bone?
Animal bone, but they don't let you use humans.
Well, on certain islands, islands in the South Pacific, I think you could still do it. But
yeah, they use the bones of cows that come from pristine herds somewhere in New Zealand.
Okay, so it'd be organic. It's not something that
I don't know if it's organic, but they're pretty careful about how they treat their cows in New Zealand.
Right, and also a question about two things: vitamin K27. Can you find that in foods?
Vitamin
say K2. That,
yeah, you probably can find it in some fermented
spinach and
yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure K1
well,
versus K2.
That's K.
But
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of vitamin K in green leafy vegetables, broccoli.
That's vitamin K2 or K1?
I'm not sure, but there is sufficient.
Mostly
serve.
K1, really.
Right, but you know, K1 works also. As far as we can tell, the distinctions between K1 and K2 are far from clear. Do you disagree, Arnie?
I think in terms of the osteoporosis, it's really the K2. I don't know that
K2,
K1.
Yeah.
Yes. Which
which
you can find as an extract of natto.
What is natto?
Natto's a Japanese form of soy. So they ferment that, and that's a rich form of a rich source of vitamin K2. And
okay.
It's sold as a product. It's called MK7.
It wouldn't harm the liver? I mean, it's good.
No, not at all.
Oh, no?
No, why would it harm the liver?
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe, I don't know, somebody told me the vitamin K... Any vitamin K, if you take too much of it, it's toxic to the liver.
Anything you take too much of it, people take too much water, they drown.
Yeah, it is a fat-soluble vitamin, so in theory you could overdo it, but under normal circumstances, I'm not aware of any cases where that's actually happened.
Okay, and then one other question. Magnesium stearate, is that, I find it in a lot of vitamins on the label. I just wanted to know if it's... why they use it, and why is it there?
It's there as what they call in pharmaceutical manufacturing, usually tablet manufacture, sometimes capsule manufacture, as a lubricant. When you're using high-speed machinery, the tablets get compressed, and they have to release from the punches and dies without sticking to them. And the magnesium stearate acts as a lubricant so that it's released from the tablet press without sticking.
So it's on the outside base, or is it within the tablet?
Oh, it gets all through the tablet, but
it's
but it's used in a very low, very small quantity, anywhere, ideally as little as possible, anywhere from a half up to 1% usually is about what it is. So it's about 1% of the weight of the tablet.
Or
okay,
less.
So
there's only,
less,
you know, I'm not. There's only one reason to be at all concerned about the presence of magnesium stearate, and that one reason is if for some reason you don't want any animal products, because the stearate, the stearic acid in the magnesium stearate is usually derived from animal sources. There are vegetarian versions of available, but if it doesn't state that it's a vegetarian product or a vegetarian form of magnesium stearate, you can assume that it's an animal-derived form. Again, very, very small amounts, but if you, for religious reasons or something else, don't want to have any animal product, then you wouldn't want to have a product that had magnesium stearate. Except for that, it's really nothing to even be concerned about.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys. You've been great.
All right. Thanks for the call, Jerry. And next is Mary calling from Manhattan.
Hi. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I really enjoy your show. I would like your opinion on a comment I heard on the radio program regarding strontium. What I heard was that if a woman doesn't already have osteoporosis, she should not take strontium. Now, recently, I have osteopenia, and recently I was told to take strontium by my doctor. So I was wondering if a comment that I heard pertain to someone who has osteoporosis and they should not take strontium, or osteopenia, they should take it or not take it?
Okay, what we know is as follows. If you measure vitamin K levels, people who have more osteoporosis tend to have lower vitamin K levels.
Mm-hmm.
We also know that if you, I was actually looking up.
What, the osteopenia and strontium?
Yeah, I said vitamin K because I was still backtracking from the last question. Okay, with strontium, the only research studies have been done on people with actually osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm.
You would have every, or at least I would have every expectation, that it would also be helpful for slowing the progression of osteopenia, which is really kind of the step before osteoporosis.
Right.
But I don't think anybody's actually gone to the trouble of doing that research study.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any reason not to take it. I don't see any harm in taking it. But if you're looking for where the proof is,
mm-hmm.
you've got very good proof on the osteoporosis population and very little research on the pre-osteoporosis population.
Right.
As best we can tell, there does not, you know, I'm looking at health notes, for example.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, the question, are there any side effects or interactions? The answer, no consistent toxicities from strontium supplements have been reported. So the question is, right now, as Dr. Podell is pointing out, there is reason to think it's going to be helpful for people with osteoporosis. Logically, you would think it's probably going to be helpful to prevent osteoporosis. And so far, there's little reason to be concerned about any toxicities or side effects from it. So.
Oh, okay, because what they said was it should not be taken as a preventative, but I figured since I already have osteopenia, maybe I'm...
I think you're definitely beyond the stage of a preventative.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's okay then to take
it. Sure, it's just a question of numbers. If your bone density is reduced so many percent, you have osteoporosis. If it's reduced a little less, you have osteopenia.
Right.
So why do you want to wait until you get really bad?
Right. Okay, well, that's what they said, but it confused me, that comment I had heard. I thought you shouldn't take it till you really, really have
no.
it. No. Okay, so that's great. I appreciate your help very much, and have a good day.
You too, Mary.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Next, we have Chris calling from Nanuet, New York.
Hi, can you hear me?
We hear you perfectly.
Okay, first, I had a lumpectomy done on March 19th, and it was cancerous, and the central lymph node was cancer-free. I am taking Arimidex, Mm-hmm. One tablet daily. Now, and also I am taking Oscal, 2,000 milligrams with plus vitamin D daily because I don't have a thyroid. Now, should I be taking strontium? Also, I have osteopenia.
Mm-hmm.
Should I be taking strontium?
It's one of the things that I would suggest you speak to your doctor about, sure.
Yeah, but they're not familiar with
Well, actually, they are.
Yeah.
With strontium?
Yeah, strontium.
They want to give you that other stuff that you take once a month or something, whatever that
is. Well, that may be, but they should know about strontium because it is in their medical books. It's in the medical compendium.
Uh-huh.
In fact, this whole much of what we know about the strontium is due to the usage of what is actually a medication composed of a certain salt of strontium. So there is a medical background here,
so
and they should know about it.
So what's the dosage, and how often should I take it when I speak to my doctor?
The dosage, I believe, is about I think it's about 680 milligrams is the...
daily?
Yes, and it's usually taken as
night.
Yes, one dose at bedtime. It's available. A few of our suppliers have it. Doctor's Best, for example, has a product called Strontium Bone Maker.
Now, is this a pill?
Yeah, capsule, I think.
And also, I inquired about my vitamin D level because that's important in colon and breast cancer.
Yeah.
And it was 40. Now, I thought that was low because somebody said it should be 70. I don't know.
There are two different units of measurement out there. One of them is 2.5 times less than the other. So you have to know whether it's...
Well, I had this blood work done at my oncologist.
No. What I'm saying is when there are labs that do one method versus another,
uh-huh.
and they either measure it in nanograms per whatever, or I forget what the other unit is. But the two scales are different. So that a 40 on one scale might be a 70 on the other scale.
Because when I spoke to the nurse, she said, no, she said, it's normal. So I don't know who...
They have to go by the normals. The lab will give you what their normals are. When you use one set of units, you get one set of normals. And if you use the other kind of units, you get a different range of normals.
Well, she was telling me that it's normal. So should I take her word for it, that it's normal? Should I take vitamin D anyway?
Should you take the word that it's normal? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, and I would take the vitamin D because you want to maintain that level.
I know, and how do you take it? What's the dosage?
Anywhere from 4 to... Well, you have a baseline of what your vitamin D is. Let's assume you were taking 800 units a day of vitamin D. A couple months down the road, check it again.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point there's not any... You probably wouldn't want to go to, say, higher than 60 or so. One can go higher, but that hasn't been studied a whole lot.
But how does the vitamin D come in? Pill form?
Oh, yeah. Little capsules.
And what's the dosage of a pill?
Either 4 or 800 units.
And what do you suggest for?
I would suggest 8, but...
4 to 800
yeah.
units. Okay. And also, am I supposed to be tied with the Arimidex? I mean, does that make you tired?
I guess theoretically it could.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of reasons for being tired.
Yeah.
That's something to talk to the doctor about. Maybe your iron's low. I mean, it could be any number of things.
Right, yeah. Right. Okay.
All right, well, congratulations on having the sentinel node biopsy negative.
Right.
It's a big relief.
Thank you.
All righty.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guess what? Time for another short break. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We'll be back after these messages.
Hey, Martha, so how are you?
Hi, Barbara. Much better now that I found all of Seagate's olive products at Wilner Chemists. Don and Arnie discovered Seagate over 10 years ago. Seagate does their own fishing, organic farming, and they process all of their own ingredients in their own factory. The way health foods companies used to be.
Yeah, before so many began importing ingredients from China.
So I've heard, just like the drug companies. But Seagate is different. For example, they make their own olive oil, olive leaf extract, olive leaf nasal spray, olive leaf throat spray, and even pediatric earache remedy. made from olives. We rarely get sick anymore.
Martha, have you tried Seagate's homeopathic rash sprays? There's one for babies called Bye Bye Diaper Rash and one for adults called Stop Rash.
What a great idea. No touch, all natural rash sprays without the goopy mess. Hey, you can use Stop Rash on your old Uncle Louie. Just spray it on.
Forget Uncle Louie. I got this terrible rash on my Barbara.
We don't need to know.
Okay, just remember, Seagate is doing it right. They harvest and process all their own ingredients. Look for Seagate's products at Wilner Chemists and other fine stores.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Why do some people who rarely exercise have better bone density than others who exercise all the time? And why can some people eat lots of fast food and never pay the consequences, while others have to adhere to the strictest of diets to maintain their health? The answer may be in your genes. None of us were born with perfect genes. The problem is, how do you know which ones are functioning optimally and which ones are not? And if you did know, what could you do about it? Well, a new program from Solgar may be the answer. Called Nutrigenomics, a simple test is now available to help you identify where your genetic weaknesses lie. But that's not all. Solgar has developed a series of dietary supplements that are specific to whatever weaknesses the test may reveal. This revolutionary new program and product line is now available from Solgar, and we urge you to give it a try. Take some of the guesswork out of your nutritional supplement regimen. Call Wilner Chemists, 800-633-1106 for more information, or log on to www.wilner.com. Our specially trained pharmacists and nutritionists are always on hand to assist you. That's 1-800-633-1106. Listen to your genes. Nutrigenomics from Solgar.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And you're listening to us here on WOR. And we're answering your questions, 1-800-321-0710. And Mary from Manhattan, you're next on the Wilner Window.
Hi, thank you. I wanted to ask you about red yeast rice. My cholesterol was very high, and I was told to take this, but I wanted to avoid the statins. And the doctor was amazed, and within 2 months, I dropped 75 points. But someone told me there was some risk about red yeast rice, and I mentioned someone else, so they said yes, they also heard there was something. I wondered what the risk was. There was some adverse reaction. Do you know of any?
Well, the red yeast rice has a natural ingredient in it that's very, very similar to the statin medications.
Oh, uh-huh.
So it is working via the same mode of action as the statins do. However, much, much milder.
I see.
So the main thing you should do is to know that you need to take coenzyme Q10.
Thank you so much, coenzyme Q10. Okay, any particular dose would you say?
At least 100 milligrams a day.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, and that because what the statin-type medications do is they interfere with your body's ability to make CoQ10.
That's okay. That sounds familiar.
Make sure you're taking CoQ10 at least 100 milligrams a day.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, Mary. Okay. Thanks again for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Diane, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Hi, good afternoon. My 18-year-old son is a freshman at college. He's just been diagnosed with mono, and he did tell me that the doctor was a little concerned with his liver as well. So I was wondering what vitamins I could give him. I wanted to give him vitamin C, you know, a number of times during the day, and vitamin D. And I didn't know if I should do something like milk thistle for his liver, and also like an oil of oregano to boost up his immune system. I don't know if you can recommend anything.
Well, the vitamin C is a good idea.
So like four times a day, sort of 500 each time?
That's not bad. That's
okay.
Not bad. And the milk thistle is also a good idea. Milk thistle is...
Okay, right.
Did you want to interrupt me with something?
No, I'm sorry. And then the oil of oregano. Someone said oregano.
I don't know that oregano is a major player here.
I would,
for me, I would suggest perhaps some other immune-enhancing things, things like some of the mushroom products, something like AHCC is good.
Okay. Anything else that I should do for him?
I think in the past, you know, there's people who are advocating using vitamin B12. A lot of this stuff is sort of, what should we say, has not been well studied, but almost anything that helps people be healthier would seem to be relevant to helping recovery.
The other thing, we did a commercial a little while ago for olive leaf extract.
Oh, okay.
You mentioned, yes, that would be an excellent, excellent choice at this point.
Okay, what dosage do I give him with the olive leaf?
It comes 500 milligrams, and I would do at least three a day.
Okay, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
All right, Diane, thanks for calling. Next, we have Lee calling from Queens.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
I basically have a general question. I've been taking vitamins and, I guess, supplements for 30 years. I'm 50 years old now, and I really have not altered what I've been taking probably for that 30 years. And where do I go to find out what I should be and shouldn't be taking? I have no real health problems.
Well, Don, you want to tell him where he can get that information?
Well, there's a place right near Grand Central Terminal, I think a block south of Grand Central Terminal. It's called, what is it?
Wilner.
Oh, yeah. Wilner Chemist. Yes. You might try Wilner Chemist. You might try the Wilner Chemist website. You might just listen to the Wilner Window for a few weeks.
Well, this is the first time I've listened to it, so yeah. I was wondering if
well, yeah, no. We don't really mean to be joking with you, but what we do... the reason that Wilner Chemist is a little bit different from some of the other places you might go to is we don't go off with every fad that comes along. You have people there that are highly trained pharmacists and nutritionists, okay? What we will be happy to do, come in, bring what you've been taking, we'll spend some time talking to you, tell you whether or not you're doing fine as it is or whether you might want to look at a few changes because, you know, new things have come along, as you can probably tell just from the short time listening to the show right now. So, you know, we'll be happy to give you some input on what you may or may not need to change.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay. We'll see you when you come in. Make sure you say hello.
I certainly will. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, Lee. And Maria from Nyack, New York. You're next on the Wilner Window.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm a 34-year-old mother of one, and I don't really take supplements, and I'm just looking for a general idea. I'm in good health. My only complaint would probably be low energy, as most moms would probably complain about. But I'm just looking to get an idea of what supplements I should be taking.
Well, the base of any supplement program is a good multivitamin, okay? And multivitamins, people think of a multivitamin, they think of a one a day, but that's not what we think of at Wilner's usually. We think of something that's a little more robust, something which can supply not only the basic vitamins but some of the important minerals, the calcium, the magnesium, and all that stuff. And usually,
in your case, probably iron as well.
In your case, probably iron as well. Thank you, Dr. Podell. So, yeah, that's where you would definitely start, okay, with a good multivitamin. If you're if you can pop into the store, I know you're up in Nyack, hop Metro North, come on down. We'll be glad to talk to you. Okay, now we need to hear about a word from Metagenics.
Well, it's that time again, the cold and flu season. What can we do to reduce our chances of getting sick? And if we do, are there supplements that are specific to treating the common cold? Metagenics has the products you're looking for. ImmuCore provides the kind of immune support that will help your body fight off colds and flu. That's ImmuCore, I-M-M-U-C-O-R-E, from Metagenics. It contains ultra-potent C, zinc, selenium, linoleic acid, and a powerful blend of immune-enhancing mushroom extracts. More specific for upper respiratory infections is the Metagenics product Andrographis Plus. Andrographis is traditionally used throughout Asia for symptoms of upper respiratory tract infections, influenza, fever, and sore throat. Prepare for the cold and flu season with these two products from Metagenics, ImmuCore and Andrographis Plus. The full Metagenics line is available from Wilna Chemists in cooperation with your healthcare professional.
Alrighty, you hear that nice crescendo. We've come to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. I'd like to thank Noah and Ira in the control room, and please stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini. And the Wilner Window will be back again next Sunday at 2 o'clock. Another fine two-hour show. Please join us. Have a good week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally-oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement.